You're listening to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.
Hello and welcome to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. My name is Ty Keltner. On today's program, we're talking about recycling. Many people think Fairbanks does not have a recycling program, but we actually do recycling in quite a few ways here in Fairbanks. For more about that, we'll be speaking to Andrea Miller of Interior Alaska Green Star. How are you doing today, Andrea?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me today.
For starters, tell me about recycling in general. Why do it?
Well, there are a lot of good reasons to recycle. It reduces our dependence on virgin resources such as trees, petroleum products, other mined products like metals. It reduces our energy usage. It increases the lifespan of our landfills by decreasing the amount of waste that we put into them. And the recycling industry as well creates jobs. So there's lots of good reasons.
So if all of those things are so great, it makes sense that we should have them all in Fairbanks. Why don't we have a comprehensive recycling program here in the interior, and or at least here in the borough? And I know there's a real long history here, so just tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, folks here in Fairbanks have been trying to recycle and wanting to recycle for many years, like you said. There are just a lot of challenges for recycling in the interior. The biggest one that you hear a lot about is the cost of transporting waste out of Fairbanks. Because most of the places where you need to get the materials to recycle them are obviously not here locally. In fact, studies have been done that show that Fairbanks really doesn't produce enough waste for us to have a full-scale recycling center here, such as they have in Anchorage. Basically, it's really not economical for us to have a sustainable recycling program, and that's been the biggest challenge here. But there's a lot of interest now in living sustainably and living green, and so the interest in recycling has gone up even more. And recently, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly just reinstated the Recycling Commission, and that commission started meeting in January. So we're hoping to see a lot of new things coming out of that effort. And also, there are nonprofits and other organizations like the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. They just opened a recycling center last fall, and they hope to continue expanding. So there are a lot of new things coming up and good things going on in the recycling arena here in Fairbanks to be excited about.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to name an item, and you can tell me if and where that item can be taken to be recycled here in Fairbanks. How's that sound?
Good.
Okay, let's start with paper products.
Well, paper is a great place to start because it represents the largest portion of the waste stream generally. And here we have several options for recycling paper in Fairbanks. As I mentioned, the Fairbanks Rescue Mission just opened a recycling center. They're open every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they recycle mixed papers, newspaper, and cardboard. Those are three separate groups of materials, so they ask that you separate those all separately and make sure that you don't have any contaminants like food or tissues and other things in with the paper, but they recycle paper. Walmart also recycles all types of paper and cardboard. You don't have to sort those out. They just take them all as one. And on the UAF campus, you can also recycle white office paper with the ASUAF recycling group.
How about glass? Glass is something, actually, I get asked a lot about where to recycle glass here at CCHRC. Glass is very heavy, too, and there's a lot of things that people just feel bad about throwing glass away because it's so big and bulky. So tell me about glass.
Yeah, we get that question a lot, too, at Interior Alaska Green Star. And like you said, it's one of the biggest challenges because it's so heavy, and shipping costs even more to ship that out. And in fact, Anchorage was recycling glass, and they recently had to quit. The market, I think, for glass is just not very good right now. So there are a lot of, you know, even more things going against us for recycling glass. Here in Fairbanks, there are a few small-scale artisan-type businesses that are using glass, reusing glass, but they can't handle large volumes. So normally they have more than they can even use of those materials. So that's not really an option either. But like I said, the Recycling Commission is meeting now, and we're hoping that they will start looking at ways that we can recycle or reuse glass locally and things like fill for construction and roads and things like that. So again, we're hopeful that something will come along, but it's probably going to be something that we come up with that we can use locally here rather than shipping it somewhere to recycle.
Well, how about plastics? I know there's a lot of different types of plastics out there, so just kind of touch on as many as you can.
Well, most of the plastic that you'll get in your household that you can recycle are plastic containers of different types, like soda and juice bottles, laundry detergent bottles, yogurt containers, all those kinds of things. And like you said, the type of plastic matters a lot when you're recycling. So most containers will have a numbering system on the bottom of the container. You can check and see what number the plastic is. And number one and number two plastic containers can be recycled locally here at Walmart. They'll accept your plastics for recycling. But most of the other, really all of the other kinds of plastic container types can't be recycled here right now. But the other kind of plastic you can recycle are plastic bags. So a lot of local grocery stores will accept your plastic shopping bags back for recycling, such as Safeway and Fred Meyer's.
How about metal? There's also a lot of different types of metal out there as well.
Again, the most common metals that you're probably going to have in your household to recycle are aluminum cans and food cans, sometimes called tin cans or steel cans. And again, you have a lot of options for recycling those. Aluminum cans, there's tons of places you can take them because they actually have a lot of value. Organizations can turn them in for money. So some nonprofits like Lions Club or Enjoy Elementary and the Fairbanks Resource Agency will collect those for recycling. You can also take those to the Fairbanks Rescue Mission Recycling Center, and Walmart also accepts aluminum. Or you can take them straight to the metal recyclers, who will pay you for the aluminum rather than just dropping them off somewhere for free. Last time I checked, I think it was around 25 cents a pound for aluminum, and those metal recyclers here in town are C&R Pipe and Steel and K&K Recycling. And also some of the transfer sites, the borough transfer sites, have collection bins for aluminum as well. And then for food cans, again, you can take those to the two metal recyclers in town, C&R Pipe and Steel and K&K Recycling. They won't pay you for the food cans, but they will accept them for recycling. And for all other types of metals, again, you'll want to contact those metal recyclers to see what kinds of things they accept, things like steel and copper and other kinds of metals. And the borough transfer sites will accept metals at some of their sites.
What about clothing and fabrics? Is there a place for those? I think the Salvation Army comes to mind as first.
One of the places that we tell people for good condition clothing is FRA Closet Collections. They have drop-off bins, or you can call them and schedule them to come and pick it up at your home.
FRA is Fairbanks Resource Agency?
Correct. And what they do is they sell those clothes to Value Village, and they take those proceeds that they get from the donated clothing they bring to Value Village, and they use those proceeds to support their programs for the community. And your donations to FRA Closet Collections are tax-deductible. And if you have fabrics or other clothing that isn't really wearable or usable anymore, you can take it to the Alaska Rag Company, and they remake those into rugs and other products to sell. So that's another way to get things reused instead of just throwing them away.
So what about electronics? Why recycle those, and where to take them? I know that they have recycling of electronic events here every now and then. Tell me more.
Well, recycling electronics is important because most of your electronics have a lot of chemicals and other elements that can be toxic when they get into the soil or water. So if they end up in the landfill, even though the landfills are lined, if there's any chance of that leaching out into the soil or the groundwater, that's a bad thing. So we try and keep those electronics out of the landfills as much as possible. And the other side of that is that there are a lot of valuable things in electronics, like metals and other things, that can be extracted and reused. So rather than throwing all that valuable stuff in the landfill, take them to a recycler. They'll reuse what they can and then safely recycle and dispose of the hazardous materials. So Interior Alaska Green Star does electronics recycling collection events twice a year in the spring and fall. So you can look for our advertising about when we have events coming up. We ship our electronics to a company called Total Reclaim in Seattle, Washington, and they will break down those components safely here in the U.S. without sending them overseas. And like I said, they'll reuse what they can or recycle the rest, like the plastics and things that can't be reused.
Thank you very much, Andrea. We're going to take a pause right here, but when we come back, Andrea Miller will have more information for us about recycling here in the interior. You're listening to Alaska HomeWise.